Jesus, you are changing me by your Spirit. You're making me like you. These are the words of a song penned by a dear friend of ours, Marilyn Baker, some years ago now. But there's such truth contained in them. By his Spirit, he is making us like himself. Would that we could grasp the enormity of this fact and cooperate with the ministry of the interior. We could make his job, our lives, and the lives of those around us so much easier if we would willingly submit to him. We have to come back to the Lord's Prayer again, where we so glibly recite, "Thy will be done." But the moment he starts to press the point, the battle begins. Two cats in a bag have got nothing on us. The fight that takes place. He asks something of us, to relinquish something we hold dear, to do something we can't understand or think we're unable to accomplish. Whatever it is, off we go. World War III just broke out. It's at this point that we really can identify with Paul when he said in Romans 7:18, "For I know that nothing good lives within the flesh of my fallen humanity. The longings to do what is right are within me, but the willpower is not enough to accomplish it." Nailed. But God, he knew we couldn't do this thing. That is the very reason that Jesus told his disciples and followers to tarry in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. It's all him. And herein lies our confident expectation. He will perform that which he started. He will complete it. We have this assurance. He has spoken. He will do it. By his Spirit, he's making me like himself. Ah, lovely. The only question that remains is, will I come the easy way or the hard way? Pass the gas in here, someone. Put me out while you do it, please. That's what we'd like, you know, to be put to sleep while he does it. Because the more we resist, the more painful it's likely to be. Move over, darling. Choices again.